Welcome to Lexio Divina. I'm Anita Lustria, and may this spiritual practice give you bread for your journey and help quench your parched soul. Today's reading comes from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 27 through 32. We're actually picking up where we left off last week. Today I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. As usual, you'll be hearing the scripture passage several times with a different instruction given before each time that we read it. So as we prepare for the practice, though, let's do a couple of different things. Kind of get into a comfortable position, even while I'm talking. I'm rolling my shoulders, which you probably can tell as my voice goes off the mic a little bit, as my neck is kind of, I'm turning and looking from side to side, trying to let go what it is that's on my mind. And maybe you want to run and grab a pen and paper or markers, sketching material. I don't know what it is that you like to do as you listen. Some people like to have their hands busy. So get whatever you need. And let's just take a couple of deep breaths as well. Feels good. Let me pray. I pray this prayer each week, and it's a favorite prayer of mine. It just, at least so far, it has not gotten old for me, and hopefully not for you. Holy Spirit, guide our hearing. Wake our ears to words you speak. Amen. So this first time you hear me read the passage, be listening for a word or a phrase that catches your attention, that kind of leaps out at you, a word or a phrase that shimmers for you as it goes past your ears. So let's settle in and be listening for a word or a phrase as I read John 12, 27 through 32. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time for judging this world has come, when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. What word or phrase jumped out at you as you heard the passage that time? And you, if you haven't, you might want to jot it down and even come back to it a little bit later and reflect on it. Well, let's move to our second reading. And this time you hear the passage, let an image come to mind. And this image could be literal, could be figurative. Just allow an image to elevate that just might help process the passage and help you hear what God has to say. So let's get ready for reading number two. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time for judging this world has come, when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. What image surfaced for you as you heard the passage? Did an image surface for you? Doesn't always. Was it concrete or surprising, kind of curious? Did it help make sense of today's passage? Well, with those first two readings behind us, let's move to our final hearing of the passage. And the final time that you listen, it's always about the invitation. God is always inviting us to something. And so the question is, what invitation does God have for you today through this passage? Now, my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time for judging this world has come, when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. What invitation does God have for you today? Is it anything that connects with your word or phrase or the image that elevated for you? You might want to make a note of this invitation and just pay attention over the course of the next day or two and see how it might present itself. And if you feel like reaching out and letting me know what God is inviting you to, feel free. You can email me at producer@anitalustria.com. producer@anitalustria.com. And now receive this benediction as we go today. May God, the brightness of the universe, bless us. May Jesus, the light of the world, disturb us. May the Holy Spirit, energy of the cosmos, strengthen us. May we be blessed with the power to speak and live the gospel all of our days. Amen.